Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what was the swishing noise they kept hearing outside of the house? Why was it happening and why did it stop?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it is. And if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. Share it with us. Call it in. Leave us voicemail 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Kathy. I'm Carol.
You just said I'm Kathy.
I know.
Oh my goodness. Foggy brains.
I know. I'm Carol Hughes. You are Kathy Gordon. How's everything today?
Well, apparently better than you.
I know. I know. I have a foggy brain.
Because I know I'm not you. Let's put it that way. That you know, at the very minimum, I know that. So anyway.
I don't know who I am today.
Yeah. No.
Well, the funny thing is, as soon as I said Kathy, my dog comes running in and jumped up on me.
Oh,
he was like, "What did you just say? Did you just say what I think you said?"
Oh, no. He loves me so much.
He really does. And it was sad. Like, he still keeps sleeping on the bed every night since he's been gone.
Oh, no.
He sleeps with me most of the night, but he comes in here and falls asleep.
Oh, no, that breaks my heart.
I know, because he misses you so much.
Oh, no.
I know.
That little guy. No, so, I think everybody in the world should have a dog. That's what I think.
He is trying to make me get up so bad. It's like, you said she's here. Can we please find her?
I love the dogs. I really do.
He is a really good guy, too. He is really, really, really cute.
He's a good one.
Well, let's talk about a ghost story. And this one says, it's kind of interesting. It started a few months ago with a sound. The kind of sound you'd barely notice unless the house was really quiet. It was late at night after midnight when I first heard it. I was sitting up reading in my bedroom, and I thought I heard someone outside sweeping the patio. That soft swish, swish, swish sound. I live on a quiet street, so it's not unusual to hear a neighbor out late now and then. But when I peeked out through the blinds, the patio was empty. No one was there. The sweeping went on for a few seconds more and then stopped the moment I moved toward the window. I told myself it was probably a stray cat brushing against the shrubs or maybe the leaves dragging in the breeze. But I heard it again the next night and the night after that. Always the same rhythm, always at night, always stopping the second I went to investigate. I didn't mention it to my sons right away because I figured they'd either laugh or worry about me. My younger one, Liam, is 16 and usually spends weekends at his grandmother's house. My older son, Caleb, is 19 and still at home. Last week, I finally mentioned the sweeping noise to Liam while we were driving back from his grandma's. I expected him to shrug it off or tease me, but instead he got quiet for a moment and said, "You hear it too?" That stopped me cold. He explained that when he's at his grandmother's, he hears the same sound out in her garden late at night. He said sometimes it lasts so long, he finally says out loud, "All right, that's enough, you can stop now," and it actually stops. And then he said that sometimes when he's sitting on the couch at his grandma's, he hears slow, heavy breathing near him, like someone's just standing over his shoulder. Once or twice, he's called his grandma over, hoping she'd hear it too, but by the time she comes into the room, it's gone. He also mentioned something that made me kind of shiver. His grandfather, my ex-husband's dad, passed away last year, and Liam adored him. The man had his quirks. Every morning and every evening, he would go outside with a broom and sweep both the front and back gardens. Rain or shine, he never missed a day. A few weeks ago, Liam said he was watching TV at his grandma's and saw something strange. His grandfather's old blue and white striped wool hat, the one he always wore while sweeping, was resting on the coffee table. Liam swears he watched it rise a few inches, hover for a moment, then settle back down. He said he finally said, "Okay, Grandpa, that's enough." And after that, the hat didn't move again. Not long after that, he heard the sweeping start up outside. I didn't know how to respond. A part of me wanted to believe he'd imagined it, and that it was just late night shadows and nerves, but another part of me couldn't help about thinking the broom sounds I'd been hearing. Was it possible the same presence could be in two different houses? I've always tried to be rational, but hearing Liam tell me this made my stomach twist. Because just a few nights before, I'd had my own strange moment. I was sitting on the edge of my bed, scrolling through my phone, when I felt a sudden brush across my back. It wasn't a draft. It was more like the sensation of fingers just skimming lightly over my shirt. I spun around, but of course nothing was there. I told myself it was static, it was my imagination, but deep down I wasn't convinced. After Liam's story about the hat and the sweeping, I couldn't help but think about his grandfather. I didn't have an easy relationship with a man. We butted heads a lot over the years, but he loved his grandsons more than anything. I can't picture him trying to scare Liam. And if it really is him, why does he keep showing up? Why the sweeping, the breathing, the little touches? What unnerves me is my other son, Caleb, says he hasn't experienced a single odd thing. He sleeps like a rock every night, hasn't heard any noises. It's just me and Liam. And lately, I've been having these vivid dreams where it feels like someone's trying to reach me through Caleb, like using him as a go-between. The more I think about it, the more I realize how consistent the pattern is. Late-night sweeping that stops when it's acknowledged, fleeting touches or sounds that vanish when we react. It's always that feeling of being observed. I'm trying not to dwell on it, but it's changed the way I move through my own home. I keep the blinds drawn more often. I pause before walking into dark rooms. When the house gets quiet late at night, I find myself holding my breath, waiting for that sound again outside the window. I haven't called anyone to bless the house or do an investigation, not yet. A part of me worries that acknowledging it too much might make things worse, as if talking about it could feed it somehow. Another part of me just hopes that if I ignore it, it'll fade on its own. I still don't know what to believe. Maybe it really is Liam's grandfather. Maybe it's something else entirely, something that just imitate something familiar to us, but it does feel personal, like it wants to be noticed, and that's what makes it so hard to ignore. So for now, we're trying to live with it, hoping it stays nothing more than sweeping at night, the occasional cold brush on the back of the neck. But I'm always listening for sounds outside and wondering if I will hear it again. That's from Jennifer. You know, I think just the weird compulsion, that because it did seem like a compulsion, obsession sort of thing with the grandfather and the sweeping.
Yeah.
It definitely seems that it have to be connected. Why would you hear sweeping when he was known for sweeping, which is a weird thing?
You know, when the story first started, I felt like, you know, there's probably an explanation, some sort of animal, some birds that are getting up, like, you know, the little birds that build their little nests up in the eaves and you hear it or something. Or, you know, I just thought there must be some explanation. And I kept going through my head what, you know, all these different things that maybe it could be. But as she went on, and then the story broadened geographically to the grandmother's location,
mm-hmm.
and it seemed that it was very invested in Liam being around. You know, and I'm not convinced that it's not around Caleb, too. He just is not able to sense it.
Yeah, he just might not be sensitive enough.
Yeah, I have a feeling that it is. He just is not aware of it.
Because when I first
moved, that stuff happened, then I was like, I think this has something to do with Liam. And that Jennifer is just picking up on this, you know, what's going around her, because she's sensitive too. But then if the plot thickens, because it actually touched Jennifer, and she said, like, now she just feels like she just has to walk through her house in a different way. And yeah, I hate that for her.
I do too. And because I'm with you, when I first heard it, it reminded me of when I moved into this house, because I kept hearing a weird sound like that. And then I realized, now it took me a few weeks, and we get quite a bit of wind in Kansas, and it was that beautiful tree I have outside my bedroom. It was brushing up against my screen. And the way it brushed sounded like it was going up and down it, not across it. But then once I looked at it, I'm like, okay, I could see how it can make that sound. So I was hoping it was something like that for her.
But especially when it goes to the other house, and then Liam is having some very heavy duty experiences here, because the hat
that was picking scary. Up,
hearing somebody talking next to him. That's, you know, these are things that are very nerve-wracking, to say the least, and it, to the point it's hard to move through it. The thing that I think is the beacon of light in this story, and it came from Liam, when he said, when I told it to stop, it stopped. And I'm wondering if that's what y'all need to do.
Yeah, like really put your foot down and say, Grandpa,
like you
know,
two get together.
You're scaring us. You're scaring my child.
And say, we're good. You don't have to watch us. We need to be able to move freely and not be afraid. And you're not allowing that, right? We need to live our life. Just as you were able to live yours, we need to be able to live ours. And we love you. We miss you. Though Jennifer might say, you know, caveat, I realize we didn't always get along great. But with that said, you know, I still loved you. And we ask you very respectfully to, you know, let us have some peace.
And one good thing I do think happened was that the conversation even started between her and her son, because her poor son would have been thinking he's losing his mind.
Yeah.
And he needed someone to talk to. Not only did he find someone to talk to, he found somebody who's dealing with a similar thing.
Well, and you know, as a mom, it's not something you just want to bring up and scare your kids.
Right.
If they haven't said anything about it, well, I guess nothing, you know. But, whew, like you said, you hate think poor Liam was going, you know,
Right.
having to put up with all of this. But no, I definitely, I personally think it's the grandfather. I think he's doing some kind of acting the way he always did, going through his motions, sweeping, 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 doing the things. But I think he seemed to respond when Liam said, "Stop it already." And
Yeah.
maybe it's time to say, "Okay, this is what we need from you."
Think they're gonna have to, because the grandpa likes to sweep. He's got to get
And
past
it'd be
that.
one thing if he really did, like, you know, you came out and it was really clean.
I
Then you might
know.
go, "Well, I'll let him do it, you know." And
Awesome.
I'm gonna say the bathroom upstairs also could use a nice sweep if you get a chance
But
for, you
wouldn't that
know.
drive you crazy? You're lying in
Yeah.
bed and you just hear that sweeping sound every night.
It would.
Oh my
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Well, let's go
But
to
it does
this.
seem
Oh,
to
sorry.
respond. And so I
Yeah.
like that idea that it does seem to respond.
Let's go to this story.
Hi. My name is Genesis, and I live in Brownsville, Texas, way down in the tip of Texas, actually. Actually, this literally is the border. Go to Mexico and it's 5 minutes away. But anyway, so I've been listening to your show for a while, like binge listening, and I felt like I needed to share some of my stories. I'm actually very, very sensitive to the paranormal. I don't like hanging out sometimes with me because they think that I'm like cursed or something. But this is just one of the stories. This is just one of the experiences, I'm sorry, that I want to tell you about, of many actually. So when I was in college, I used to like ghost hunting a lot on campus. I was staying at the dorms. This used to be the college here, the University of Texas at Brownsville back then, or UTRGV now, was actually Fort Brown back when the war was going on. And so the dorms were actually on top of the cemetery. They were built on top of the cemetery. Right now they've been torn down already. But I used to love ghost hunting, and so one time my boyfriend and I at the time, we went on a ghost hunt because they used to turn off the lights at 1 a.m. So that was like the creepy time to go. So we ended up going, and we ended up parking at the old library. So one of the stories is that the old library is one of the most haunted parts of that university. So we parked there and we were just trying out some app. I know it's a silly app, but we were just trying it out just to see what happens. And you see, it was just silly words that would come out. At one point, I started getting this ugly like feeling where it just kind of made me very nauseous. And it was just like a thick air, like in the car. We were still in the car. We hadn't even gotten out. So it was just thick. And I told my boyfriend at the time, I said, "You know what? We need to go back. I don't feel good. I feel like throwing up. I feel dizzy." He's like, "Okay." So we drove off, and as we were driving off, I felt somebody in the back of the car. And I told him, I'm like, "Roy, I really think there's somebody in here with us." And he's like, "No, just stop freaking out about it." And I felt something like touch my shoulder. So at that point, I told him, like, "There's something in here." We were at a stoplight. I said, "There's something in here, and I don't know how I should feel about it, and I don't think it's not a good spirit." At that point, we were at the stoplight, and I was telling him how I felt, and suddenly we heard this really faint voice, and it's really funny just to say, but all you heard was, "Oh," like that. And it was right in our ear. And right when that happened, we felt like a cold burst of air, like towards our faces. We didn't have air conditioning in the car at the time. So when that happened, it was just like a really weird, "Oh," and then really like fast gust of air, fast cold air in our faces. And that's when I told him, "You see, there's something here with us." So we were parking lot of the dorms. he started praying, and you know, he's very into prayer. I'm not. I'm actually very into the spiritual and vibes and you know, whatever. But he was very spiritual. He was very into church, so he started praying. And as soon as he started praying, he said the words, something like, he said, we are covered by Jesus Christ's blood, and you're not welcome here. And as soon as he said that, it was like a clear air, like it wasn't thick anymore. And it was just very, very strange. So that was one of my experiences, and I just want to thank you all for making me feel like I can share my stories with you guys. And I hope to hear this on a future podcast. I will be calling in with time to tell you guys more about my experiences. They have been very intense at one point, but that's one of the ones that is just really quick and kind of creepy, you know. And if you guys get a chance, go ahead and look up the ghosts of Fort Brown, and I don't know, put in the search UTB or something, and you'll know what I'm talking about. So again, thank you so much, and take care.
Well, that was really creepy, actually.
I did that.
Did you find anything?
Yes, there's a lot. And it says, here's just a paragraph. And it's almost amazing how much it lines up with what she was talking about. Because it is said that this campus, which is the University of Texas at Brownsville, sees a lot of ghostly activity. Ghosts of cavalrymen and Victorian women have been spotted. Library books fly off the shelves. Jukeboxes play by themselves. The reason for the haunting is that, but that could just be like, you know, a hip guy like Fonzie hits it or something and it just plays.
Yeah.
But the reason for the hauntings is that the art center was once a jail and the library was once parade grounds where military deserters were hanged.
Oh.
Dorms were built on top of land that was once burial grounds, and the area during both the Mexican-American War and the Civil War was very busy. And that's just one paragraph. There's a whole
Holy
bunch.
Holy shit.
Of course, I haven't had time. But it really does mirror what she was saying. It brings up the library and, you know, it talks about the dorms being built on that. And there's some other really good articles about it. And there's some YouTube videos about it. So, yeah, definitely a very haunted place there.
Wow. That's interesting. And then
so
that experience was terrifying.
Yes.
And it's weird because it's almost like they made a really good team, even though they had very different approaches, that him leaning into his faith is kind of what seemed to help them out of that situation.
Yeah.
That is crazy. And it's just interesting that the history of what happened there, than to go on and just put a college campus on top of this, like, ignore it that ever happened. Like, nothing. What could happen here?
Yeah. Well, and then here's an article that talks about, it's called Ghosts 101, which makes me laugh, a study of spirits on campus. But it talks about University of Texas at Brownsville, and it's that art center. A graduate student there said that there are stories of two ghosts, a girl that haunts the photography, painting, and drawing studios, and a boy that haunts sculpture and ceramics.
Interesting.
She's heard creaks, groans, footsteps, witnessed things moving, easels moving by themselves, canvases being adjusted like somebody was adjusting it, taping it up or down. She's witnessed brushes being smacked off the easels. So there's, you know, just a lot of things. They said that some of the janitorial staff do not go into the theater of part of the art center after a certain time, and that faculty and staff have told them that they have seen and heard things at night too.
So it just really sounds like everyone knows it's haunted AF.
Yeah, but I think what you have are a couple things here. You could have college hauntings, which would be the student that hangs out in ceramics and sculpture or whatever, the girl messing with paintbrushes and so forth. But then you have this whole other level of history that happened on that land.
Mm-hmm.
From the fort.
Right. I mean, people were, didn't you say they were paraded out and hung?
Hung. Yes.
On that land.
I did say that.
Wow.
Yeah. So, super haunted place.
I bet she's got some more stories.
I can't wait to hear them.
That is really interesting.
But guys, look it up. Google, because there's a bunch of articles and YouTube videos about this particular campus.
Oh, I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
Well, if you have a real ghost story and you want to share it with us, we love them. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, get the advance episodes, access to the archive without the commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.